Last year, a man in Harris County, Texas, waited more than 6 hours to vote.
I want to get my vote in, and I wasn't going to let nothing stop me.
Hervis Rogers was the very last voter in line.
Hervis Rogers was one of the last people to vote in the Democratic primary on Super Tuesday in Houston.
I've been here for like 5 hours, but I got to finish the job, though.
And it made him the subject of a lot of national news coverage, including on NPR.
Rogers was the last to vote at the polling site at 1 a.m.
That was last year. This week, in a story that says a lot about the fight over voting rights in this country, Hervis Rogers was arrested for voting in that election.
Waiting 6 hours to vote could end up costing this Houston man years in prison.
His attorney says it was an honest mistake. Rogers didn't know that under Texas election law, which is among the most restrictive in the country, he was not eligible to vote. And that's because he was on parole, stemming from burglary charges decades before. His parole status, well, it was due to expire just 3 months after he voted. He was arrested just a day before the Texas legislature began a special session that would have considered a new law that would make it even harder to vote.
The Texas bill would mandate new ID requirements for voting by mail and ban drive-through voting sites and 24-hour voting.